As the city council prepares to dissect Philadelphia's proposed budget, there's one decision that's not expected to receive any opposition. WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
Just before the budget announcement, there was a protest outside City Hall that called for city workers and low-income Philadelphians to continue getting free rides on SEPTA. It appears Mayor Parker heard their pleas.
For the third year in a row, we are proposing to continue our investment in the Zero Fare program, $25 million to help low-income Philadelphians by providing them with free SEPTA passes. That's what we're proposing.
There have been 68,000 passes issued for free rides, and riders at the rally say it's a key factor in helping to make ends meet during difficult economic times. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
And keeping the focus on transportation, there is good news for New Jersey and Philly commuters who travel into New York. After a month of delays and cancellations, NJ Transit and Amtrak rail service got back to normal today. WHYY's David Matthau has more.
One of two rail tracks is now fully operational on the new $2.3 billion portal bridge that carries Northeast Corridor trains over the Hackensack River before they go under the Hudson River into New York City. While the work to reconfigure the track was being done, NJ Transit commuters faced a 53% service reduction. The new portal bridge is expected to make trips into the Big Apple faster with fewer delays. A section of the old bridge, which was built 116 years ago, would sometimes get stuck, and trains would be forced to come to a complete stop until a worker reset a locking mechanism with a sledgehammer. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Well, cloudy skies over Philadelphia on this Monday afternoon. Warm and sticky outside, 66 degrees currently in Center City, Philadelphia. As we make our way through the rest of the afternoon, expect more precipitation and windy conditions and stormy conditions as well. It's WHYY.